All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halach we started last night in Simen Kuf Chof Ches Sif Zayin, we're talking about the criteria for a shliach tzibur, for the one who leads the davening on Yom Yom. So I wanted to share with you a beautiful idea brought down in the Shar Mitzvah B'Halach. He quotes from the Maharik, who says the following. He says, the Avni Nezer. Listen to this case. Kasev Shemyesh Shnei Shatz. You have two people who are both proper candidates for being the Shliach Tzibur. Shnehem Shavim Betor V'Yer Shamayim. So both ultimately, again, are equal in their Torah knowledge, the Yerushalayim, their fear of heaven. Ule Echad Yesh Kol Arev Yoser. One of them has a nicer voice. However you gauge that. One of them objectively has a nicer voice. Ele Sheyesh Pegam B'Mishpachto. But there's something wrong in his family. I don't know, they use plastic tablecloths on Shabbos or something like that. You know, there's something, no, let's say there's an issue. There's a significant, a real issue, whatever that is. A real issue in that person's family. But it's not the chazen, we'll call him. But again, it's his brother, meaning it's an immediate family member. So again, this is the individual who has the nicer voice, but he has an issue with a family member. Meaning, again, not an interpersonal issue with a family member. There is a pigam, there's a problem. There is a halachic issue, a religious issue with the family. So the question, of course, becomes, who should daven for the amid? Should it be the nicer person with the nicer voice, but the familial issues? Or should it be the person with the less nice voice, but the perfect pedigree? So the Avni Nezer writes, he says, Oso shekola are fukodem. The halach is, we choose the one with the nicer voice, even though what? Even though he's got the familial baggage. Why? Vehu lo pasha ba'averos shel achiv. Because he is not responsible for what has happened in his family. He said, again, why am I sharing this with you? Because it's an incredible yisod in terms of how we look at people in general. You know, everybody has their issues. And if I don't have my own personal issues, generally everybody has issues within their family. If not your nuclear family, it's the extended family. And sometimes we go ahead and we judge people based on their familial circumstances, even though those are not circumstances they created themselves. Therefore, the halacha tells us that at least in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the Kehila, we should judge every person. Well, we shouldn't judge anyone. But when we do judge people, we should go ahead and judge them based on their own merits, based on their own accomplishments, based on their own deficiencies, and not based on the things that they cannot control. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Rosh Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Yisrael Lepichach, Her Baal HaHem Tur Mitzvah Shnei Amar Adonech Beitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah Biadir.